The yen sunk to a nine-month low against the U.S. dollar, prompting Japan's finance minister Katayama to warn of rapid, one-sided moves and stress growing concerns over its weakness. The Ministry of Finance appears increasingly vigilant as dollar-yen nears the critical 155 to 160 zone, leaving markets wondering whether traders will push the pair higher or stay cautious. The broader dollar is mixed after Veterans Day, while sterling lags following weak U.K. labor data and renewed political jitters surrounding PM Starmer's leadership. Focus today turns to central bank commentary from ECB Schnabel and Guindos, the BOE's Pill, and Fed's Williams, with more Fed remarks expected later, including from dovish newcomer Moran. Elsewhere, RBA Deputy Governor Hauser said the bank is assessing whether policy is restrictive. Key data ahead includes German and Italian releases in Europe, following by U.S. mortgage applications and Canadian building permits. Meanwhile, Bloomberg reports President Trump floated the idea of 50-year mortgage to address housing affordability after recent election setbacks. That's all for now.